Good morning. It is now time for another Castle Country Focus. Joining me in the studios, recently celebrated a birthday, Carbon County Sheriff Jeff Wood. How are you this morning?
I'm a year older.
A year older.
Feeling great.
Feeling great. You know, I always, at what age do you stop dreading your birthdays? Because when you're a kid, you dread them. I mean, you love them. Then you get to an age where you're like, ugh, another year. But then I feel like I know a lot of people that are like, oh, no, I love my birthday now.
You know, I still love my birthday, but I made fun and said, I'm just celebrating my 20th anniversary of my 29th birthday.
Right. There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
I think that you don't necessarily enjoy it coming. I think you just find different ways to enjoy it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, and life changes. It's kind of interesting for me, time goes by so fast now. The older I get, the faster time goes. And when I was a kid, it seemed like it drug along. It
took forever.
Yeah. And so I don't understand that. I'm trying to figure out a balance of how do I slow this down just a little bit.
It's impossible. It's impossible. It's just one of those things you just got to let it go.
Just roll with it.
Exactly. Well, let's go ahead and talk about something that is very, very important because this is the time of year where it's starting to get really cold. But then during the day, the snow kind of starts to melt here and there. Even up in the high country, in the mountains, you do get that freezing and thawing all day, every day, which causes a lot of concern with avalanche.
You know, you have to think about the snowpack as a layer. It's different layers of different storms all piled up there, and it is segregated in the snowpack. And so we've got a lot of dense snow, and I don't know for sure everything around here as far as how the snowpack looks, but we do have the opportunity for avalanche here. So with the holidays coming, I know people are going to be out in the backcountry. They'll be snowshoeing and snowmobiling and all that fun stuff. Just be aware of the danger you're in. And, you know, one thing that I recently learned that never had crossed my mind is if you see an avalanche, report it to somebody so they can come and look at it. You can get the experts up there to make sure that it's stable. It's not illegal to trigger an avalanche. If you're on your snowmobile and you trigger an avalanche, you're not in trouble. It's nothing, but make sure you report that so somebody knows, hey, there was an avalanche here. They can check that out, make sure it's safe for others to be in there.
Right. Yeah. I mean, that's triggering an avalanche. That's just something that happens.
It happens.
So it is important to report it. Not only that, so that the experts can go and kind of take a look at it, but if you report it, then other people are aware that, oh, there have been avalanches here recently. Yeah. Maybe we should steer clear.
Yes.
It's really important.
So, and that happened in Summit County recently. There was a snowboarder that was buried in an avalanche and lost his life about a week ago. And then a kite skier triggered an avalanche there within the last couple of days in the same area. So just be careful about that and you know, make sure you have all your tools with you. Make sure someone knows where you are, you're riding with buddies or you're in the backcountry with friends. You have your beacons, you have your tools you need. Those cool little backpacks are nice that inflate and keep you afloat if you get in an avalanche. Probes, you need all that kind of thing to go in the backcountry just in case, because you would not want to be there and have someone buried in an avalanche and not have nothing you can do to help.
Right, exactly. And what a terrifying situation to be in. So definitely be aware, be prepared. And I mean, even if, think about it this way, if you are up in the mountains and something happens to your vehicle and you're stuck there for a substantial amount of time, you always want to be prepared, regardless of the situation.
Always be prepared. And that's another thing. Make sure somebody knows where you are and don't leave your shelter. If you're so far away that you can't walk somewhere safely, stay at your car. Your car is your shelter, you know, and make sure that people know where you are and they know to come looking for you at some point.
Right, exactly. And that's always a huge thing. Regardless of the season, always make sure somebody knows where you are. I mean, I think back all the time, every time we go camping in the summer, in the spring, if we go out on the side-by-sides, we want to make sure that we've left some sort of note at our campground. Even if the rest of our family has gone with us, what happens if we don't come back to our campground for 2-3 days? Somebody stops in to check on us. They see a note that we left. Well, now they know.
Yeah, now they know. You know, the first person I call when I get back is generally my dad and tell him, hey, Dad, I'm back. And he knows where I had gone and he knows that I'm back. So somebody should know where you are. And then I got to get on my soapbox for just a second. I was traveling over the summit this weekend in the snowstorm. Roads were horrible. And there was people making the worst passes up there I've ever seen. So just FYI, if you're going down the summit and there are the two lanes coming back up, yes, it's okay to pass right there so long as there's no vehicles in either one of the other lanes. It doesn't mean that's a free lane. I followed a car that went over a mile in that lane, running cars off the road on both sides, just cruising along like he had that as his right of way. And, you know, it's not worth it. The funny thing is we followed the line of cars. We stayed in. We followed the line of cars. This guy passed. You couldn't see the end of the line of cars. We got to the red light in Spanish Fork, and guess what? Guess who was ahead of us?
Like two cars maybe.
Yeah, the same guy. So I don't know what had happened to him or how he wound up that close to us again, but he didn't gain any time by taking all that risk.
It's funny you say that because we had the same exact situation not too long ago, and we ended up head-to-head with them in Spanish Fork, and my husband made the comment, just goes to show you, it doesn't matter how fast you think you have to go to get there quicker, we're going to get there at the same time. So just take your time.
Yeah.
Don't be reckless, especially if the road conditions are not dry and clear.
Yeah, it was bad up there. So just, that's my soapbox topic of the day. I think a lot of people think as long as the closest lane to you is clear, you can go ahead and make the pass. No, it needs to be both lanes clear. You shouldn't be over there. The other vehicles coming up have the right of way.
Exactly. Well, Sheriff, as always, I appreciate you stopping by and giving us an update.
Yeah, it's good to see you guys, and happy holidays to everyone.
Happy holidays, yeah.
It's going to be a good time.
Yeah, it definitely will. And in those holiday travels, make sure to be safe. Do not think that you have to speed to get to wherever you're going. Trust me, your family and friends and whoever you're going to see would rather you show up late and all intact without any tickets or wreck.
Late and safe, and make sure when you're loading your vehicle that you can still see out of it. I mean, I'm guilty of that myself. You'll pack everything in there that you need to take to grandma's house, but you still have to drive.
Make two trips if you have to.
Yeah.
Well, that has been another Castle Country Focus with Carbon County Sheriff Jeff Wood. To listen to this interview in its entirety, head on over to our website, castlecountryradio.com.